Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, SFU Campus. And this segment, our show, is Free Voices, dedicated to human rights, justice, and personal growth. I am one of your hosts, Celia, and also hosting Fahima. How are you today, Fahima?
Hello, everyone. I'm fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
And we also have a special guest with us, CJSF's very own Carnivar. Welcome, Carnivar.
Hello, Wow. Hello. Running the board once more. It's always nice to be back here at Free Voices.
And wonderful. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
It's been busy. We just had our clubs day here at SFU Burnaby as well as SFU Surrey. So it's a great way to reach out to the campus side of things and let people know that we are here for them the same way that we are here for the community as well.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's a lot busier up here today. I'm just noticing just 1 week.
Thousands of
right?
students. You got everybody.
They're upon us. The spawn, I shall say.
It is. You know, yes. Everybody's figuring out, like we talked about last week with the beginnings, that, you know, we're starting to get into the term and people are figuring out their schedules and realizing, you know, what I can, what I can't do, what I don't have time to do.
Yeah, and for those of you who missed last week's show, that you can listen to it on the podcast. It's backlisted and
all the episodes of Free Voices, just like many of our programs here at CJSF, are available on our website, cjsf.ca,
yes.
And you click on the program guide.
And our theme last week was beginnings, and so a lot of it was around different little tips and tricks for being a student and getting back into the swing of things, so we hope that's helpful. I also know that I think the CJSF station was up at the Neil Young show.
We were. I was not there, but other people from the station were, and I do believe that was at, I want to say, Deer Lake Park.
Yeah, it was at Deer Lake
Park.
Yeah,
and so CJSF represented.
I was in that sea of people.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Would have been nice to get Mr. Young to do a station ID for us.
That would have been so fantastic.
Yeah, we have a David Duchovny one and a Thurston Moore one as well, too. We got some luminaries as well. Charlotte Cho as well. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great. Well, warm greetings to everyone out there, especially to all the students here at SFU, now a few days into the new school year. And welcome to the listeners from all around the world. I understand we have listeners from different parts of the globe,
yes.
So welcome. Our subject for today's show is stories and the power of storytelling, which we'll dive into shortly. And first we'll share our first song, which is a story in and of itself. If you listen to the lyrics, it's quite fun and there's a variety of interpretations you can make for the song. But it's You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Mm.
Enjoy, everybody.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your lawn. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents, there were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out. Thank you. third world. Maybe it's his first time around. Doesn't speak language, he holds no currency. He is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, cattle in the marketplace, scatterlings and orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, "Amen, hallelujah." If you be my bodyguard.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow, that one just makes me want to dance. I don't know about anybody else, but I just love the rhythms and the whole spirit of that song. It's just uplifting, right?
Yes.
So we're going to get on with the subject and the theme of story, the power of storytelling and how storytelling shapes our lives. But we're going to take a quick jog over to a public service announcement, an important one on thanks to do with Thanksgiving. So it's coming up. So here we go.
Hey, BC. This Thanksgiving, let's make a difference for those in need. Join the BC Thanksgiving Food Drive supporting the Greater Vancouver Food Bank and Share Society. For every dollar you donate, we can provide up to $3 worth of food. It helps food banks buy what's most needed and culturally appropriate for our diverse communities. Hunger doesn't take a holiday. It affects children, families, and individuals all around us. Together, we can bring hope and feed those in need. The virtual food drive is happening now through September 20th. Visit sharesociety.ca/BCTFD and donate today.
Here we go. So, the power of storytelling and storytelling. So stories shape our lives, you know, the ones that we privately whisper to ourselves and don't tell anybody else, the ones we tell others, and the ones we hear and experience from others as they tell stories. And there's so much more in that whole definition of stories and storytelling. But I just wanted to frame it that way just as we get going here. And just for some introductory pieces, I wanted to see what either of you might want to share just in the beginning here.
Sure. Actually, you know, the subject is fascinating, and storm braining, you know, there is a storm in the brain to bring all the nation together and lining up in one line, in one word, in one body. And because I know that there is a lot of reservation, indigenous people, aboriginal, wonderful aboriginal people are listening to this program. I would like to refer back again to their history of their land, talking about Ernie Phillips, that he was one of the strong leaders in the past, and he passed away about 2 years ago. something like that. And he was the, you know, he was one of the indigenous soul, wonderful soul, that he became a leader as all the nation. And actually he has, beside his leadership in the court case and also in the politic and so on, he was a very powerful man, and he took over his art and his story to his dancing. His dancing was just amazing dancing. It was just telling you the story. And that one was one of the stories he could pass it on from one generation to another generation and affected and changed, affected the humanity of the way he's thinking, not separating anyone because of the color and the religion and any differences. He looked at everyone as one nation, which is very fascinating. Mm-hmm. My stormy brain now goes to Sting, the singer, the artist, the British singer, songwriter. What I have been fascinated by his storyteller. He brings the story in the movie and in his art, and he bring, you know, his art, all these story from, you know, art of, from his art, he bring it to the Arab nation, all the way to the Latino Spanish language. And this is the power of the love for humanity. And the last one that I can refer is Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible. So I go to, please walk with me and have this journey to United States. And we live, you know, we love the residents. We love United States, regardless of all these politic tick and unbelievable politic that is going through. It doesn't change the citizen, the heart of the citizen of American and Canadian about the love and respect that we have about the residents. And the actually, all you know, the power of the film and the story, the writing, and so on, you name it, is coming, Hollywood is coming from United States. It's very powerful a stage. And I remember I went to one of his, Tom Cruise movie, Mission, one of his Mission Impossible. And when he was from the plane, you know, on the wing of the plane or helicopter, all the way to the ocean underneath, God knows how many feet, and and he wasn't supposed to die, which was good, and because it shows the people, you know, he fights for the right cause, and he tried to make a change and help the humanity. All these stories from nationwide, when we put it together, become a great example and is marvelous. And we have to basically, if we can do it together as one, walking together as one soul, one body, one nation, and dream big and walk proud and make that changes for humanity. Mm-hmm. Each one of us, when we take the action, then the job is done. Congratulations to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe what we'll do, thank you very much for what you're sharing. The things that really stood out especially was the capacity for storytelling and the power of storytelling to be very uniting. Depending, I mean, obviously storytelling is very diverse. It can also just be adrenaline and entertainment, or it can be Absolutely. Sending a message of being a hero in our own stories and that type of thing. I also really liked when you brought in some of the indigenous reference, because the oral tradition You know, the whole idea of oral tradition, storytelling can be told in so many different ways, but the oral tradition is especially intriguing into the personal touch of how yes. oral tradition of telling the story over and over again can create a very bonding effect
yes.
between the people who are hearing the story and the person who is telling the story, or maybe many people telling the story, depending, right?
Yes.
And I just love that. And you mentioned quite a few other things as well, but those yes. are the things that I really especially loved. And of
Thank
course,
you.
I always love all your contributions. And we'll maybe Thank go you. To our next song.
Yes.
Our next song is Eleanor Rigby. It's also another story. So if you listen carefully, it's about, I won't tell you what it's about. You listen to the song. It's by the Beatles. It's an oldie, an oldie.
Wonderful.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Woo! What a song.
Beautiful.
It's really a nice one to unpack in terms of the lyrics, just because it really does tell a very... the Beatles were great with certain storytellings in their different songs and stuff. So, yeah, that was a good one. So, Carnivore, what's some of your thoughts around the power of storytelling?
It very much is a powerful one. And I think, first of all, what we're doing right now on radio is a form of storytelling. It's modern storytelling. And every week mm-hmm. we come by and we have a new thread, a new paragraph, a new episode to give to our audience. And they're coming along for the ride. Mm-hmm. You know, people I've talked to, I mentioned a lot of the different programs that we have here. We've got kind of something for everyone. And I mentioned Free Voices because I pop in here from time to time and I say, hey, if you like kind of, you know, more introspective and more deep topics, but also coming from a place of positivity, then, you know, check out this program. And I've gotten a couple people to tune in, and now they're regular listeners to the show. So they have now become the people who are woven into the storytelling lineage. A couple of things I wrote down here on the post-it note of grandeur. The historical record. So not just an oral tradition, but it is actually like, you know, the way that information was stored and the history. And so things like family lineage, also telling of migration, telling of the seasons, telling of information, the way to farm, the way to live, the way to speak and sing and dance.
Right.
So not just transmission, but also kind of the actual vessel of history.
Yes.
Because before we wrote anything down, we spoke it, and then we told people this is important, you have to remember, and so you say it over and over and over again. And the storytellers in a community were prized as people who held the record. I would also say that storytelling is very different based on the format. You know, we touched on movies as a, and that's good visual storytelling. So it's effective in a different way. The adage that we heard was show, don't tell. Whereas in literary formats, it's more of describe.
Yes.
You know, and when you're speaking, I think it's very personally dependent. Everybody's going to have a different way of telling a yarn. And, you know.
And ask different family members to tell the story.
Same story. I was thinking about that as well,
they'll
too.
They'll all have a different version of
Absolutely. Exactly. That's not how it happened.
Exactly.
What really happened? Yeah, exactly.
This is the truth.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Asterisk.
Yes, exactly.
And then kind of the last thing I was thinking of was that humans have an innate desire for an archetype, for a hero, for something to look up to. So that story is not, you know, if you look back at figures, and it really is both ancient and modern, literary and oral tradition, there's always kind of legendary heroes. Mm-hmm. And they embody either certain aspects or certain cultural phenomenon that are so intrinsically tied to cultures, periods, times, nations. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, it's not that they need a hero to look up to. It's just that you look at every culture and civilization out there, there are folk heroes, there are archetypes, there are, you know, founding members of societies.
They're aspirational for us, right?
Absolutely. They give you something to look up for and things to build good qualities of your life on. So, yeah.
Like virtues and stuff. And also, yeah, and to aspire to be your own hero in your own life or to others and that type of thing. Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. I hadn't thought of that direction, and I love that. This is what the power of storytelling together or sharing together is.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I thought about is there's this, human beings were born into this world and we're not given a life roadmap, right? Mm-hmm. We're not given this roadmap. Our parents may try to give us a roadmap, or our communities or, you know, culture and stuff will try to give us some basic roadmaps for how to live life successfully, whatever that means, because we know life, the road is never totally smooth. You know? But I think sometimes, like, as far as the stories that are through lived experience, like we have an experience that happens, it could be fantastically, powerfully positive, or it could be really hard and full of trial and tribulation. Internally, when we internalize that, we are creating a story of some sort of what that was, including our interpretation and stuff. And I just find it really interesting about how powerful it can be, the story that we hold in us about something, and then some people finding ways to relook at their stories and find transformational ways, if it was a hard and trial and tribulation one, and use it for their life in a way that helps them.
Yes.
And helps to sort of put wind underneath their wings. Because the happy, joyful stories are really powerful, fantastic ones to recall when we're going through hard times. And all of us have that other stuff that happens, you know, that trials and tribulations. And that's the stuff where if it's actually such a powerful thing if it can be alchemized into, you know, something that moves us forward in our lives. So yes. The whole idea of our internal stories, and then when we share them with others that are people who can hold that, it's very powerful. So I just wanted to share that part of it, that it's kind of a way, I see it as a way of us trying to make sense of the world and create our own roadmap of sorts, along with whatever our parents and community and friends have helped us build our own internal roadmap.
Yes.
So I think it might be time to do another song. We've got a Johnny Cash coming up. And actually, this was, I thought of Squatch with the Johnny Cash song. So this is a little dedication. There's another song coming up that he's requested as well, because he'll be a guest coming up. So it's Johnny Cash, and it's A Boy Named Sue. And I read about how I started to listen to the lyrics, and here's another story. And it's a little bit gruesome, but it's also really funny. Mm-hmm. And it's also a powerful message there, too. So Johnny Cash, take it away, Johnny.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Well, I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't been there.
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, my goodness. That was a little bit of a ride, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I just love the lyrics. I didn't realize that until I started listening more carefully to it. We have Squaitch on the line. Hello, Squaitch. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yes. How is it up there at the Nicola Valley?
It's kind of warmed up a bit.
Yes.
Been cool the last few days, but good. Warmed up.
Yeah, and smokiness, is it still pretty smoky, or how's it doing up there?
It's dissipated on our end of the valley.
Yeah.
I don't know about the upper end.
Some people are suffering on the upper end with the smoke?
Could be. I don't get to go up there much.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So our subject today is the power of storytelling and storytelling, and we would love to hear your thoughts on it.
Storytelling, you know, it's